Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where unfortunately we still have 870 days. My Lord. Remember when we started off at 1,000? That was like 75 years ago. Are we ever going to get down to zero? Well, if we had a responsible Congress, if we had a responsible Speaker of the House, maybe we might get a few, I don't know, impeachment hearings cooking. Maybe we might get rid of this guy, but no. No, we don't do that. Let's just make up a little lawsuit that will go nowhere but right next to the contempt charge. That'll really get the president to start following the Constitution, Mr. Boehner. Or should I say Mrs. Boehner? See, misters have penises. Misses have vaginas. Misters, well, they pull their penises out when needed, and they start slapping a few faces with it. That's what we expect you to do, Mr. Boehner. That's your job. That's what you're there to do. Uphold and defend the Constitution. And when the President of the United States is not upholding and defending the Constitution, it's your job, well, to ensure that he does. And a lawsuit? Oh, that's really going to work. Boy, I bet the President just shaking in his little boots. Ugh. 870 days, 4 hours, 55 minutes, and 30 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And then we got to get to work. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one liberal on planet Earth. That's all it takes is one. Well, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, shipmates, tonight is no exception. There still is a growing number of people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And they're also desperate to take away your heads. And there's only one way to combat that. That's to lift our jib and get this freedom shipping away. There we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, which we've got a very long scuttlebutt of the day tonight. I don't know what we're going to get into tonight, but let me tell you, we're going to get into a lot of stuff. I don't know how much we're going to get into because I never shut up and there's a lot to talk about, so we're going to get going. First of all, an Isaiah Ryder. You know who they are because that's all I talk about, and I'm not going to stop talking about them. I'm not going to stop talking about these families until these families are united. And just this weekend, over the Labor Day holiday, which I hope you all, everybody had a very long and relaxing weekend. I had to take the day off again last night. I felt bad about it, but I had to do it. I had to do it. Sometimes you just have to take a day off to get yourself refreshed. Well, that's what I had to do. I had to make an executive decision, and I did it. So that's the way that is. But Michelle and Isaiah Ryder, they still need your help. This kid, this Isaiah Ryder, 16 years old, was in a very, very quiet suburb of Kansas City, Missouri. He goes to Chicago's Lurie's Children's Hospital, hoping to get better. But because his mother dared to argue with a doctor and say, look, you can't figure out what's wrong with him, I'm going to take him down the road to Dr. Such and Such. Well, they didn't like that, especially after they came out and told her, and he raised his arms in the air and says, look, we're at a loss. We have no idea what's wrong with your son. We don't know how to fix it. So she says, okay, I'm going to take him down the road. Well, you can't do that. We're going to now have to take away your son from you, and we're going to put him in one of the worst areas of Chicago. Well, there was well over 30 shootings over the weekend. God, only three died, but still there was 30 shootings. I think it's 37, I think it was. I don't care if it's one. You don't take a kid from a very quiet suburb and put him in the inner city with all this crime. Now, what's going to happen when something happens to this kid? Something very bad happens to this kid, God forbid, and it scares the living bejesus out of me even thinking about it. I don't want to think about it. But you have to. You have to look at the reality. Liberals have the ability, I don't know how they got it, but they have the ability to disregard reality. Me, I don't have that ability. I don't know how to do it. I've tried. I just simply don't know how to do it. So I don't. And it makes no sense to do it anyway. It's phony. It's not real. So they need your help. Go on Facebook, Team Isaiah. There's another one. It's bringisaiahhome.org, not com, but org, bringisaiahhome.org. They need your help. Just buy a shirt, buy a hat, buy something. It's simple. $5, $10, whatever it is. They need your help. And as soon as we get this kid home, we're going to have to go back to work and bring another kid home, and another, and another, and another, until they're all brought home. We have to do this. We are the American people. The government's not going to fix their messes. We have to fix it. This is our job, not theirs. This is our government. It's not the government's government. This is our government. We have to fix it. We have to ensure that our government is running the way we want our government to be run. This is our government. This is ours, not theirs. This is ours. This Constitution is ours. We expect the Constitution to be followed, not only by the government, not only by the law enforcement, but by the citizens as well. We all have to follow the Constitution. Nobody is above the Constitution, and nobody is below the Constitution. We are with the Constitution. The Constitution is us, and we need to start following it. And if we have our government, our president and his administration, the Congress, our governors, our state representatives, our dog catchers, doesn't matter, our police departments, doesn't matter, whoever's now running the Constitution are not following the Constitution. It's up to us, the citizens, to at least stand up and say something. We have to do this. We can't, we cannot expect our government to fix these problems. We have to do it. So get on there, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got to do. Do what you can to support Michelle and Isaiah Ryder. Do a little bit of reading. Find out what Beatles are doing. Keep in mind that you, not can or may, but will be next. They can get to anybody at any time. All right. Again, before I get into the scuttlebutt of the day, I just have to make a quick comment about our vice president from his little speech he said yesterday. I'm not going to play it because I am in no mood of losing my supper tonight. It was delicious, and I want to keep it. It was French fries and bacon. Let me tell you, that was a hell of a meal, and I liked it. I loved it. And I want to keep it in me, so I'm not going to play him. I'm going to comment on it. I'm going to talk about it. But there were several hundred people yesterday gathered around. They were all union workers. It was all about unions. That's all it was. I know it was Labor Day, blah, 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 which I'm not, I don't know, Labor Day, I don't know. I think we need to start purging some of our holidays that we have. Sometimes I think we have too many. And they're almost meaningless. Just an excuse for the government to take another day off. Which with this government that we have now, I mean, this guy's always taking a day off. When does he ever work? I don't know. Well, there were several hundred people that were gathered at the old Tiger Stadium, which I had an opportunity to see the old Tiger Stadium before they tore it down. They were all gathered around there yesterday to hear the second idiot in command run his fat yap off. I mean, hear this man. This man, the vice president, Joe Biden. Joe Biden? The nudist? Joe Biden has the audacity to say, we need to take America back? I mean, what the hell? Why do liberals do that? Every time, have you ever noticed that? That were Republicans, well, I don't say Republicans, but people on the right. When they have a battle cry and they say stuff, well, then the left has to take it and try to adopt it as them. And it's phony. It doesn't work. And it's not believable. Let me tell you something, Mr. Biden. We, the American people, okay, we are here to take the country back from you. You already took it from us. We're going to take it back from you. You understand, Mr. Biden? You're an idiot. Just stop talking, please. Go back to your naked swimming and grossing out your security force. I mean, God. Imagine that. You're supposed to be guarding the vice president. And he's walking around nude. You're like, for Christ's sake, so I'll put some drawers on. You're grossing me out. I'm supposed to be protecting you? Why? Why do we have these people in our government? How the hell did they get there? Why? That's the question I have. Why? Well, I'll tell you. Lazy. Oh, well, it's just a government. Not a big deal. Oh, well, Democrats, you know, they care for people. Republicans, they hate everybody. They're racist and they're haters, so I'm going to vote for the Democrat. Boo, 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 boo. Oh, look, Kim Kardashian's on. Honey, get the kids. Bring the Cheetos. That's how we got into the mess we're in. That's all right. We can fix it. We can learn our lesson. We can learn from what we did wrong. It's okay to learn from your mistakes. It's okay. It's not okay to not learn from your mistakes. That is wrong. And we're never going to get ahead. We're never going to get these problems fixed if we don't learn from our mistakes. And it's pretty easy to do. It's very simple. You screw up, you recognize it, you acknowledge it, and you do what you can to never do it again. Pretty simple, right? Well, you would think, well, evidently it's much more difficult than that. We can't seem to get anybody to do it. All right, Scuttlebutt of the Day, they're back. A new video was released today, evidently by error. Shows another beheading from the same Brit who beheaded James Foley. This time it's American journalist Stephen Sotloff, and they told us they were going to do it. I feel bad for this guy. These guys should not have been in that situation. We have been warned about ISIS for how long now? The president evidently was warned about it. He got a memo, but he didn't want the memo being talked about. Oh, just give me the memo and I'll read it on my own. I'll read it on the golf course. Well, it looks like he didn't read it. Either that or he was perfectly okay with it. I mean, I can't tell. I can't tell if this guy is completely incompetent or if it's completely deliberate. One way or the other, it's unacceptable and it's dangerous, and we can't have this anymore. Why don't you put that in your little lawsuit, Mr. Boehner? Huh? Huh? How about that? Lawsuit. What the hell? A lawsuit? What is a lawsuit going to do, Mr. Boehner? Why are you wasting time? Why do... Well, it's ceremonial. Ceremonial? I don't care about frickin' ceremonies. I care about getting the job done and getting the job done now. I don't like to wait for crap like this. And why should we wait for crap like this? Why should we be patient? We've got what? They've got what? 12,000 people strong? Growing and growing bigger and bigger every day, and we're supposed to be patient and wait for what? Wait for them to come over here and take over America too? Is that what we're supposed to do, Mr. President? Well, it appears from chatter on ISIS forums that this initial video release was an unintentional leak. It was an accident. Somebody screwed up. I wonder if they're going to cut his head off now. Came out and apologized. Imagine that. Imagine ISIS coming out and apologizing for leaking a video by accident. See, they were going to show the video, but they didn't want to show it now. They wanted to show it later. Why? I don't know. Maybe they were going to try to, I don't know, manipulate the president or somebody to give them a bunch of money. And then when they got the money, then they're going to release a video saying, oops, we lied. Well, this is why you never negotiate with terrorists. There's only one way to negotiate with a terrorist, and that is by either a bomb or a bullet. That's it. There's no other way to negotiate with a terrorist. You got to kill them. And I hate talking about killing. I hate that more than anything. We shouldn't have to be talking about killing anybody. We should be talking about having to kill time. That's it. We should not have to be talking about killing people. But look, these people aren't people. And these people are going to keep killing until they are killed. They are 12,000 strong and growing bigger and bigger every day. It's time you get off the golf course and away from all the fundraisers, Mr. President. It's time to ask somebody in your administration where the hell the Oval Office is and get to work. Preferably, I'd like to see you down in the Situation Room. Maybe if you were down in the Situation Room a little bit more than you are on the golf course, maybe you might actually have a strategy. But he doesn't have a strategy, and he's not afraid to say it. He's letting the enemy know, hey, we have no idea how to combat you, so I guess, you know. I mean, is that what you're saying, Mr. President? What were you saying in your little tan suit? I mean, first of all, I learned something when I when I was in the Navy. They make you go to civilian training courses. So when you get out, and they talk about suits and the colors of suits that you're supposed to wear. When you go to a job interview and you're supposed to be in a position of power, you're supposed to wear dark colored suits, either dark blue. But if you're the main man in charge, you got to wear black. You don't have to, but evidently it's offensive if you're the underling and you wear a black suit and your boss is wearing a dark blue suit. I think that's a bunch of crap. That's going a little bit farther, but wearing a dark colored suit is a hell of a lot more professional than some light tan suit that, I don't know, it looks like an Easter suit or something. You're going to, you know, Easter dinner or Easter church service. I mean, I can see that, but you're the president of the United States and you're going to get up there looking like you're ready to go to a barbecue and tell the world you don't have a strategy? I mean, can this man please take this job seriously? I think he is. And I think it's deliberate. I've really got to believe it's deliberate. I believe this stuff is deliberate. I hate saying this, but I think the evidence is overwhelming. Well, the group apologized to its followers. Followers. God. For what they call their lack of discipline. Lack of discipline. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You can't. Here's what it said. A clarification about the mistake was made by, oh, God only knows. I can't even come close to pronouncing this. Blah, 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 account that has published the video before the official time. The user saw a tweet with the video and thought it was published officially. We tried to remove the video after we understood that it was published by mistake, and we are sorry to the followers of the Islamic State. Really? Are you, could think maybe you can apologize to, I don't know, let's say Mr. Foley's parents and Mr. Sotloff's parents and all the other parents of the people you beheaded? You think maybe they deserve an apology before your followers do? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying. In the video that was distributed today, it was entitled A Second Message to America. From this transcript of the video, Obama, this is what Sotloff said. He introduced and said his name was Mr. Sotloff, blah, 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 blah. And then he goes on to say this. Obviously, this was prepared. He just was reading the cue cards, or maybe they made him memorize it. I don't know. But there is some truth into it. But still, this is what he said. Obama, your foreign policy of intervention in Iraq was supposed to be for the preservation of American lives and interests. So why is it that I am paying the price for your interference with my life? Am I not an American citizen? You spent billions of U.S. taxpayers' dollars, and we've lost thousands of our troops in our previous fighting against the Islamic State. Not really true, but so where is the people's interest in reigniting this war? Well, he did say one thing that was correct. The president's foreign policy of intervention in Iraq was supposed to be for the preservation of American lives. But his intervention seems to be more for the preservation of, well, Muslim lives and their interests. The jihads. That's who it seems this president is supporting. I don't get the impression this president is looking out for the best interests of the American people. He's looking out for his little jihad buddies across the globe. Then the executioner stands up and he speaks, the same Brit. Well, this guy's really making a name for himself, isn't he? I'm back, Obama, he says, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards the Islamic State. What? He hasn't done anything. He blew up a couple of trucks. I mean, what the? I mean, come on. We're not killing any of these people. They blew up a couple of trucks. Big whoop. Big whoop. I want to see that goddamn desert littered in bodies. That's what I want to see. Because of your insistence on continuing your bombings and on Mosul Dam, despite our serious warnings, you, Obama, have but to gain from your actions but another American citizen. So just as your missiles continue to strike out our people, our knives will continue to strike out the necks of your people. Yeah, this guy sounds like a real peach, doesn't he? A real charmer? I bet he's really good with the ladies, too. But a real gentleman. Jesus God almighty. Can we send a whole bunch of bombs and start killing these people? We know where they are. How could we not? How could we not? With all the drones in the air, all the satellites that we have, how the hell could we possibly not know where these people are? We've got smart bombs. I mean, we can drop. I mean, we can. Come on. I don't buy this crap. I didn't like the way George Bush went into Afghanistan. I'm still not pleased with that. We should have had a much bigger bombing campaign before we brought in the troops. Just my opinion. I know, just my opinion. But we've got the technology. Why don't we use it? I don't know. Something tells me there's a lot of hanky-panky going on in our government and has been for far too long. Well, something's about to give here. If we don't get on track and get on track pretty quick, we're not going to be America. We're not going to be the land of the free. We're not going to be the United States of America. We're not going to be America. We will not be free. Well, I can't live in a land that I'm not free. I can't do it, and I won't do it. I will not do it. Give me liberty or give me death. President Obama was in the White House when the news broke. Ooh. I wonder what part of the White House. Was he in the bathroom? Or was he in the kitchen? Because he likes to eat. He's always eating something. We know he wasn't in the Oval Office because the son of a bitch has no idea where it is. He's never there. Oh, he's been there a couple of times to take a couple of photo ops with his standing up in his mom jeans talking to Putin. I mean, come on. Can we get a... Jeez, I mean, come on. I'm sick and tired of talking about this crap. Well, evidently he was somewhere in the White House. Where? Who knows? Preparing for what he called a mid-afternoon departure for Estonia and then Wales. Well, he's going to attend a NATO summit. What, no fundraisers? No golfing? You're going to a NATO summit? Well, not for nothing, but I've had about a buttful of NATO. I'm sick of all these treaties. I'm sick of all these organizations. I'm sick of the UN. I'm sick of all this crap. That UN is our demise. And why do we have it in the United States? I don't know. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. We don't need the UN. We can break away from the UN. We do not have to be a part of the UN. And what has the UN ever gotten us? They can do good work if they do it, but they don't. So what the hell's the point? As the State Department, a rattled spokeswoman, they called her, Jen Psaki. I don't know if it's Psaki or Psaki. I call her Sucky because she sucks. Well, she got the executions confused. She called Mr. Sotloff, Mr. Foley, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. I'm not going to beat her up too much on that. Look, stuff like that can happen. I understand, especially coming from me. I was born with a chronic broken left-handed tongue. I'm constantly tripping over it. So I understand you misspoke. Big whoop. I'm not going to beat her up too much on that. However, what she said later, sorry, but I'm going to have to slap her around a little bit. I just hate being BS'd. I got a problem with that. I don't like being lied to. I don't like being BS'd. I don't like being propagandized. I don't like any of that crap. I don't like anything phony and anything that ain't real. So when I hear it, smell it, touch it, feel it, it drives me nuts and I got to stand up and say something about it. This is what she said. If the video is genuine, we are sickened by this brutal act, taking the life of another innocent American citizen. Our hearts go out to the Sotloff family. Well, I'm sure they do. She was asked if the Obama administration will regard Sotloff's execution as an act of war. Me, you, most people would consider that an act of war, right? Well, I mean, look, Benghazi was an act of war. They attacked our embassy. That's our soil. Doesn't have to be on our geographical location of the United States to be our soil. They attacked our embassy. They raped, tortured, and brutally murdered our ambassador. If that is not a goddamn act of war, I don't know what is. So where was our president on that? Well, he had to eat first. You know, I guess he's got low blood sugar or something. So he needs to eat. Look how skinny he is. He needs to eat. That was an act of war. All this stuff is an act of war. Well, she refused to engage in what they call semantics. Semantics? Semantics? Really? Semantics? Semantics. It's a direct freaking question. Do you consider this an act of war? Yes or friggin' no. It's not semantics. And her response was, we certainly, they always got to stutter. We certainly, I'm not going to put new labels on it. New labels? What do you mean new labels? What are you talking about? New labels? What does that even mean? What is she talking about? I don't think it's a useful exercise to go back and forth about new terms. I mean, what? What do you mean new terms? It's an act of war. That's not a new term. What the hell is she talking about? What's important, she goes on, is what we're doing about it. What you're doing about it? What you're doing about it? You're doing nothing about it. What are you talking about? See, this is what I was talking about. This is what I'm going to have to slap around a little bit. This is ridiculous. I mean, what the hell are these people talking about? I mean, do they really think that we're that stupid? We're that naive? We're that gullible? We're that obtuse? If we can't, I mean, come on. God, I hate to be talked down to like this, especially from someone like this Jen Psaki. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, who's another loser, this guy the last one I had a hell of a lot more respect for the last one than I got for this guy, this Josh Earnest. I'm at zero with this guy. I'm below zero when it comes to respect for this guy. Well, he could not confirm the reports when asked about it at the press briefing, which I tried to watch most of it today. He noted the administration had been monitoring his situation carefully. Really? You're going to monitor the situation? Where? You're going to be in the Situation Room? Oh, that's right. The president doesn't know where it is. He's never been there. Nobody showed him. Why don't you put the Situation Room on a golf course? I'm sure he'd find it. The United States, as you know, he says, has dedicated significant time and resources to try and rescue Mr. Sotloff. Really? Thought you did. Yeah, right. Well, yesterday, I don't even know why they even call this guy an actor, Eric Roberts. He's the brother of Julia Roberts. First of all, Julia Roberts is not a good actor. They only got there. The brothers only got into this business because of their parents. Their parents were big in the theater. Their parents might have been good actors, but the kids are not. I'm sorry, but they're not. Julia Roberts is not a good actor. Not at all. And she's not very easy to work with. There's lots of reports of that, and I can see that. You can see that in her eyes. It's always the people that suck, and I've noticed this. I'm a theater man. And it's always the actors who aren't very good because they're insecure. That's why they're very difficult to work with. Because they're not mad at the other people. They're mad at themselves for not being able to act. So they got to take it out on everybody else. Well, do your job and learn how to act or find something else to do. I don't know. Well, this guy, this Eric Roberts, evidently was nominated for an Academy Award for his role in the 1985 movie Runaway Train. Anybody remember that movie? I don't. I don't remember that movie. Obviously, it wasn't very good. And I've seen him act once before. He's worse than her brother. I mean, he's worse than his sister. This is what his tweet said. These are the kinds of people. I mean, yeah, I understand. Look, you have the right to say and to print anything you want. The Constitution gives you that right. I don't consider this hate speech. I just consider it stupid. But you have the right to speak, and you have the right to write anything that you want. But other people have the right to criticize it. Well, this was his tweet. He's speaking of George W. Bush. W. killed James Foley. This is what he wrote. Believe it or not. Now, see if somebody on the right, like, say, a Tea Party member, was to write, Obama killed James Foley? Well, that would be hate speech. They would have to lose their job. They would have to be fined and persecuted, ostracized from the community, talked about on all the media, TV, news stations. Well, I can't call it news. We don't get news anymore in this country. It'd be nice if we could. Fox News is slipping. I'm getting sick and tired of Fox News. You got to pick up. You got to pick it up. You got to pick up the pace, guys. You're slacking. You're slipping. You're turning more and more to the other side. Don't worry about what the hell the other side is doing. Never worry about the others. Never worry about other people. Worry about yourself. Do your job the best way you can and stop worrying about how other people think about it. Because you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to get anywhere. Somebody comes up and complains, well, then you please them. You change everything, you please them. Well, then somebody else complains. Now you got to change everything and please them. Just please yourself and do your friggin' job. That's all I'm asking for. I want a responsible news organization out there. Right now, we don't have one. We got a half of one, and that's about it. I just want the news and want the facts. I don't want the garbage. This is what he wrote. George W. Bush, he is the forgotten president. As we forget and block severe trauma. What? And then he puts the at symbol. Barack Obama stands for compassion. Barack Obama stands for compassion? Huh? Well, he might have compassion, let's say, for the jihadis, but he certainly doesn't have any compassion for, let's say, Sergeant Tamaresi. Remember him? Remember that guy? Anybody remember Sergeant Tamarassi, you know, crossed the border into Mexico, and now he's, you know, in prison. But all the Mexicans can cross our border, and they, let's see, they get free medical, get all the bugs scraped off of them, they get a bath, they get food, they get medical, they get an EBT card and a free bus ride to Walmart. Then they're put up in a nice hotel. The kids got to go to school. All paid for by the taxpayer. And where's Sergeant Tamarassi again? I wonder where all of his stuff is. All of his belongings. I wonder what Mexico did with it. Did they confiscate the guns? Where's all of his stuff? I wonder what they did with it. Did you ever bother to think about that, Mr. President? Have you ever bothered to think about anything? This man went to war and killed for you. Twice. Not once, but twice. Killed for you, Mr. President. At least you can do is get off the goddamn golf course long enough to make one phone call. And this is the phone call that you make to the president of Mexico. Nieto. That's his name. Here's what you say. Look, Mr. Nieto, yeah, that war hero, my Marine that you got in your jail there, yeah, well, he means a lot to me. See, he went to war and he killed for me twice. He means a lot to me. So you have 6 hours to get him across that border unscathed. I want all of his belongings, his guns, all of his clothes, every bit of his belongings that was in his truck at the time. You have 6 hours to get him across that border, or the United States Marine Corps will invade Mexico. And yeah, we're going to target you first. You understand how that works, Mr. President Nieto? Huh? That's what we're going to do. That should be the phone call, but did he?
No.
If you called him at all, say, hey, you know, next time you come over here, yeah, we should go golfing. I know all the best golf courses in America. I'll be more than happy to show them to you. Do you do that? No. But we did have our Secretary of State raise the issue. I mean, what does that even mean, raise the issue? What does that mean, raise the issue? Oh, by the way, yeah, our Marine, yeah, could you do something about that? Oh, you can't? Oh, okay, well, let's go to lunch. I mean, is that what you did, John Kerry? Huh? What do you mean, raise the issue? Idiot. People were untoo happy with this Eric Roberts, and can you blame them? This was their responses. Are you suffering from a head trauma, or are you naturally ignorant? Well, ignorant, ignorant's a little bit of an understatement. Stupid is what you should have wrote. Here's another one. Wow, another person added. Or wow, I never dream. I can't believe I read that. See, I got a broken left-handed tongue and a broken left-handed eyeball. I never dreamed someone could be so ignorant. You're finally the best at something. Well, that's true, because he's a horrible actor. I mean, he's terrible. And Julia Roberts isn't a good actor either. She's horrible. She's terrible. And she's not easy to work with. The best of the best have complained about her. And rightly so. At Eric Roberts, just like your acting, you are truly pathetic. I knew there was a reason I didn't like you. That was from a Texas patriot. There's another one. OMG, which stands for Oh My God. How ignorant is this loser? Well, he's mighty ignorant. Apparently fairly ignorant, as the video posted by ISIS clearly shows George W. Bush was not the man holding the knife. So how did you get that George Bush actually killed Foley? Oh, that's right. He started a war in Iraq. Yeah. Well, not really. the jihadi started this war, and it's going to have to be up to the world to put an end to it. The United States could be leading the way right now, but we're not. We're leading from behind, which means we're trailing. There's no such thing as leading from behind. That doesn't even make any sense. How do you lead from behind? How do you lead from behind? You can't. Well, remember when we were told that ISIS, no threat to the homeland? Remember when we were told that? There's no threat. ISIS is no threat to the homeland, and they still stand by it. Well, an ISIS propaganda trading group recently posted this on Twitter. I'm so sick and tired of Twitter. God almighty, I hate it. The U.S.-Mexican border is now open. Large numbers of people crossing. That was a tweet. That's what ISIS tweeted. Look, we've all known that ISIS has been coming over here. We all have been talking about this, and I think this president has opened the borders deliberately. He wants to bring these people in here. Did he make some kind of deal with these people? I mean, I know he sends his little drones out there and kills a few Muslims, but Muslims kill more Muslims than anybody else. It's okay if a Muslim kills another Muslim, just, you know, the infidel. They can't kill a Muslim. It's like a black guy can criticize a black guy, but a white guy can't. But a black guy can criticize a white guy. That's okay. Just you can't criticize him. Well, this is from a Twitter account of an administrator of an ISIS propaganda trading group. This came directly from an administrator. These are the real people of ISIS. These aren't some jackass sitting in his underwear in his parents' basement getting on Twitter. These are the real McCoys. These are the real people tweeting this crap. You think, Mr. President, think maybe you can get away from a NATO meeting, a NATO summit, and what are you going to do at that summit? I think NATO, I really believe that NATO can handle their little summit without you. Pretty sure that they can handle their little summit without you. They don't need your presence. The American people need your presence. They need you in the United States, and they need you working. They need you in the Oval Office. They need you in the Situation Room. You should be spending this time getting together with your generals and coming up with a strategy that you don't have and figuring out a way to combat these people. They're going to keep killing until we kill them. So what does he do? Well, he doesn't want to do that. He might have to work. He can't do that. Come on. He's got to fly all over the world. And we have to pay for this guy to fly all over the world to do what? Why is this summit so important again? I mean, what? NATO? I'm sick of what has NATO got us anyway? What have we ever really gotten from NATO all that much anyway? Not very much. Not that I can see. Well, the Texas Law Department found a message on Twitter from ISIS saying, Americans in for ruin. Well, I think we have to take these people seriously. They're not screwing around. And they're going to keep going and going and going until we put an end to it. The Texas Department of Public Safety has given this warning. This is coming from the Texas Department of Public Safety. A review of ISIS social media messaging during the week ending August 26 shows that militants are expressing an increased interest in the notion that they could clandestinely infiltrate the southwest border of U.S. for terror attacks. Well, that's why they're coming over here. They're already over here. And they've been over here since before 9/11. That's how 9/11 happened. Hello? How do you think they got on our aircraft? Huh? They were here. And they've been here for a long time. And they're not going away until we get rid of them. We should be seeking our, you know, we've got Homeland Security, we got FBI, we got Border Patrol, we got all these so-called government agencies. How about the BLM? The BLM, they got, and the EPA. They got commando squadrons. Why not use them? Oh, we can't do that. You see now, Mr. President, why we have to block this border, secure the border? I mean, do you not believe these people are coming over here? We should have secured the border the 9/12/2001. That border should have been completely secured. No one's going in and no one's going out until you're fully vetted. Oh, you don't like it, do you? Too bad. But did we do it? No. No. Social media account holders, this is still going on. This is coming from the Texas Department of Public Safety. Social media account holders believed to be ISIS militants and propagandists have called for an unspecific border operations, or they have sought to raise awareness that illegally enter through the Mexico is a viable option. It's not a viable option. They're doing it. It's not an option. There's only one way to get over here. That's across the border. They're not going to come over here legally. The identities of persons operating these accounts cannot be independently verified. Oh, of course not. However, the accounts were selected for monitoring based on several indications that they have been used by actual ISIS militants for propaganda purposes and collectively reached tens of thousands of followers. One account was verified and belonging to an individual located in Mosul, Iraq. This is coming from the Texas Department of Public Safety. They're coming out and warning. How many more warnings? How many more warnings have to be given to our government before they start taking heed? Huh? Only one. That's all you need. One warning. Oh, ISIS is getting bigger? Okay, well, let's do something. Oh, ISIS is getting bigger, you say? Oh, well, that's all right. They're just a little misunderstood. They get a little uppity from time to time, but they're all right. Come on, they're no threat to the homeland. Stop exaggerating. Nah, there's nothing to see here. Everybody go back to your couches and your bags of Cheetos. Kim Kardashian's coming on soon. There's nothing to see here. Just stop with all of that. That's racist. That's hateful to even think about that. Bunch of racists. Well, Judicial Watch has made this statement. Agents across a number of Homeland Security, Justice, and Defense agencies. We got all these agencies. We got Homeland, we got FBI, why do we have all these agencies and Border Patrol? Well, we've got all these agencies to do the same freaking job. But nobody's doing their job. I mean, we don't need Homeland Security. We got one. FBI. We got Border Patrol. If these people would simply do their job, we wouldn't need any more agencies. All these agencies are doing the same job, but nobody's doing their job. And how many more millions of dollars every year are dumped into these agencies? Huh? But we got to keep raising taxes. We got more agencies to create. Well, look, when the public sector is bigger than the private sector, okay, you cannot expect the country to grow. You cannot expect the economy to grow. It won't happen. The private sector pays for the public sector. I know liberals don't understand that. They don't understand math because they're taught Common Core nowadays. So math is completely, the word math is a complete foreign language to these people. They have no math. There's no math. Math? 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 We're liberals. We don't use math. We just pull a figure out of thin air. That's all we need. If the figure looks good, sounds good, and if it benefits the Democrats, well, then that's what it is. We don't need math. Agents across a number of Homeland Security, Justice, and Defense agencies have all been placed on alert and instructed to aggressively work all possible leads and sources concerning this imminent terrorist threat. Really? And what are they doing? That's what they're doing. The border's wide open. They're doing nothing but allowing more and more people to cross the border. And for what? Do they really want this country to be taken over by these jihads? You think for one second they can't? That's their goal. Hello? Hello? Wakey, wakey time. Smell that? Yeah. That's called coffee. Time to start sipping. Wake the frig up. This is what they're destined to do. And unless we do something about it, they will complete their mission, which means you, me, and every other citizen of this country will have to follow under Sharia law. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to comply with that. I'm going to fight that to the absolute friggin' death. And you should too. I know I hate talking about this, but I mean, my God, look, if we're going to save the country, we're going to have to do some things. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves. We're going to have to go to work. It's okay to work for something. You can't just expect to have whatever you want to have because you've got a pen and a phone. It don't work that way. It doesn't work that way. According to the Texas Law Department, some 32 Facebook and Twitter posts by jihads have been found expressing interest in the United States-Mexican border, with even calls for border infiltration, which means they're going to get a whole bunch of people to just cross the border, and they're going to overwhelm the very sparse border patrol that we have that are set up 50, 60 miles away from the border. I mean, God, how do you expect to secure the border 56 freaking miles away? How do you do that? People not say, I mean, 50 miles isn't that far. 50 miles is a long way. 20 miles, 10 miles. They should be right there on the border. Oh, you want to come in, do you? Really? Well, did you go through all the proper, you know, procedures like everybody else in this country had to go through? Well, you didn't. Oh, well, looks like you're going to have to swim across the Rio Grande and go back home. You're not welcome here. We can't be having these people come over here. And look, again, if this was, we lived in a perfect vacuum, it would be nice where we didn't have any borders. And we didn't have to worry about people crossing and going here and going there. But we can't cross their border. Look what happened to Sergeant Tamaresi. Look what happened with him. Where's he? And where's all the people that are crossing our border? Well, they're at Walmart right now with an EBT card. They're getting the bug scraped off of them. They're set up in a nice hotel, getting nice meals. They're living better than people who've lived here their whole lives and have been working every day of their life. And these people are not citizens of this country. And they're living better than our citizens? Yeah, I mean, am I the only one who sees a problem in this? We know our government doesn't. They think it's perfectly acceptable. Oh, it's fine. You can't say anything. That's racist. ISIS knows that there are a large amount of people crossing into America through Mexico and plans on using this to their advantage, they say. Well, duh. Doesn't take a whole lot of brain power to figure that one out. As the Texas Law Department reports, stated that the time was right for such an action because the U.S.-Mexican border is now open to large numbers of people crossing. Quote, unquote. We already read that. ISIS already has drones, and it's possible that they could use them in attacks on America. Of course. Of course they will. More Muslim violence in America is on the way, they report. And we will see a carnage worse than 9/11. Well, I've been bitching about this for a long time. You have. We all have. It's imminent. It's going to happen. Forget about the can or the may. We're into the will. It's only a matter of time. And they are planning a very big attack. Exactly what that attack is? I mean, it could be anything. God only knows what the hell it could be. Nobody expected planes being crashed into a building. Look, if you want to kill a whole bunch of people, I mean, you can use just you don't have to be that creative. And you can figure out a way to wipe out a whole bunch of people. If you've got the resources, you got the money, you got the people, you can do it. The resources. They're getting over $2 million a day. They're richer than most countries. They've got the people. They got over 12,000 people. They can do whatever the hell they want. And they've got supporters all over the world. Right here in America, too. Their army is much stronger than 12,000. All the supporters, that's part of the army. They're part of it. And what do we want to do? Well, we want to open the border. We want to have comprehensive immigration reform, which means what? Amnesty. That's it. That's not comprehensive. And that's not reform. That's destruction. That's exactly what it is. In a scathing article yesterday from WorldNet Daily, an ex-CIA employee admits that President Obama is a radical Islamic enemy of America. Whoa. She really wasn't holding back. Well, look, when I hear stuff like this, what I find refreshing is finally somebody in our government is not afraid to stand up and just simply tell the damn truth. The truth doesn't hurt. The truth is only going to hurt you if it exposes you or proves you wrong. Other than that, truth is not going to hurt. And it's okay to speak to each other. We need to be, the most transparent administration in American political history. It's about time you start becoming transparent. We got somebody in the government, an ex-CIA, standing up and saying, hey, look. This president, he's not one of us. He's one of them. He's one of the enemy. He is the enemy. And I hate to say that about our president, but this president is the enemy. He's not working for the American people. He's not following our Constitution. He's not following any of our laws. He's not looking out for the best interests of this country. Now we've got a report, if I can ever get to it. Remember when they said that healthcare.gov and this new healthcare system of theirs was secure, even though we know it wasn't secure? Well, the hackers are already starting to hack, which was only a matter of time. And they're only going to continue to hack. And now this is our healthcare. Your healthcare. Your healthcare is now hacked by hackers. And they're going to continue to hack because it's not secure. Anybody who knows what the hell they're doing can get into it and do whatever they want to. Well, they're doing it. Well, we already know that Obama's father was a Muslim. And if you know a little bit of Islamic law, I'm not an Islamic law professor by any stretch. But in the Muslim world, if your father is a Muslim, you are a Muslim. In the Jewish world, if your mama is a Jew, you are a Jew. But in the Muslim world, Islamic law makes him a Muslim, just the way it is. Obama is a Muslim according to Muslims. And Muslims around the world consider him a Muslim. They consider him Islamic because his father was a Muslim. So automatically he is. He was raised in a Muslim country, Indonesia. He went to a Islamic school. And apparently, he was tops in his class when it came to the Quran class. I guess he was right up there on the top. He was right there. Of course he is. And he claims to be a Christian. Well, see, that's the worst thing that you can do as a Muslim is to say that you're a Christian. They don't like that. That's punishable by death. They don't screw around. Once you're a Muslim, you can't convert. You're not allowed to convert, and if you do, you must be punished by death. Well, I don't think this president has ever converted. And that church that he went to, that Jeremiah Wright, that wasn't a Christian church. It wasn't even a church. It's not a church. I'm not a religious man, but that's not a church. Come on. That was not a church. Oh, he had no idea that he was like that. Really? Sat in his pew for 20 years. Had no idea. Yeah. Right. Well, Claire Lopez, that's her name. She's a former CIA agent, bluntly told the newspaper WorldNet Daily that America has switched sides in the war on terror under President Obama. Well, we've known that for a long time. This isn't breaking news. She is the vice president for research and analyst at the Center for Security Policy and a senior fellow at the Clarion Project. I read this woman's resume. My God. She's been all over the intelligence community. Since 2013, she has served as a member of the Citizens Commission on Benghazi. We don't need any more commissions. We need impeachment hearings. We don't need any more hearings. We don't need any more commissions. We don't need any more investigations. We need impeachment hearings. And they need to be swift and resolute. If this country is going to heal, we are going to have to remove President Barack Obama from office. He is going to have to be civilian Barack Obama. If it were up to me, maybe a little jail time, but I'm not really asking for that. At this point, I'm only asking for one thing, and to have him removed. He does not deserve to be paid by the American people for the rest of his life and to have security. There's no excuse why we should pay this man $450,000 a year and give him all of this security. Unacceptable. Where is the American people's security? Huh? Certainly not down at the border. There's no security down there. Where's our security? And we got to give him security? I mean, that's ridiculous. Mr. Boehner, you know, you are the Speaker of the House. You realize that, huh? Now, again, Nixon, I didn't really see a real need for impeachment with that. Blah, 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 blah. We're not going to rehash this. And Clinton, staying in a blue dress from, you know, some fat, ugly chick who couldn't get a date anywhere else. I wasn't happy with that impeachment hearings either. That was ridiculous. That was insanity. That was stupid. That was a waste of time. But this one is real. If we've ever had a president that deserved to be impeached, it's this one. For treason. He committed at least two counts of treason with Benghazi alone. Now we got Fast and Furious, we got IRS, we got stimulus packages, Obamacare, ISIS, golfing. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And we want to draft up a lawsuit for the Defense of Marriage Act? Defense of Marriage Act? I mean, that's not even... That's nowhere even near worthy of even talking about right now with all the problems we got going on in this country. We can worry about the Defense of Marriage Act later. If we don't save our country, nobody's going to get married, whether you're gay, straight, or curly. We're not going to have anybody to get married. We're going to be dead. Stop with the phony, stupid lawsuits. My God. Do your job, will you please? Well, she is also the vice president of the Intelligence Summit. Summits. I hate that word, summit. I'm getting sick and tired of that word, summit. I got sick and tired of it with that stupid beer summit. Remember that? I mean, here he is. He's got a cop and this guy and his buddy, and they're going to drink a beer. Oh, yeah, but what did you do? I mean, what did that accomplish? But make the president look like a buffoon. If I was that cop, I wouldn't have showed up. Don't waste my friggin' time. Well, she formerly was a career operations officer with the Central Intelligence Agency, a professor at the Center for Counterintelligence and Security Studies, executive director of the Iran Policy Committee from 2005 and 2006, served as a consultant intelligence analyst, a researcher for a variety of defense firms. I mean, the list goes on and on with this chick. She's been all over the intelligence community. So her qualifications are such. I'm going to have to take what she says much more credible than what our president says. Much more credible than what a lot of people say. She's got the qualifications. She's got the knowledge. I'm going to have to take this woman seriously. Never met her, but just based on all the evidence, I'm going to have to take her seriously. And we don't even need to talk about what she has to say. We already know it. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. But we're not doing anything about it. Why? I don't know. I want to do something about it. I'm doing everything I can. We all need to do it. Anything that you see that needs to be done, do it. Don't call somebody and say, could you do it? You do it. You see a mess, you clean it up just the way it is. Well, she said the global war on terror has been an effort to stay free of Sharia or repressive Islamic law until the Obama administration began siding with such jihadi groups as the Muslim Brotherhood and all of their affiliates. Yeah, that's right. We've got Muslim Brotherhood in our government. Egypt, for God's sakes, got rid of the Muslim Brotherhood from their government. And what did we do? We took them in. Come on over here to America. Egypt's going to kick you out. Follow us. Come on in over here. Come on. We'll welcome you with open arms. Okay, that's an act of treason right there, as far as I'm concerned. That's another act of treason. The Muslim Brotherhood? Okay, the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization. Not for nothing. I don't care if the State Department declares them a terrorist organization or not. You don't have to be declared by a State Department. You don't have to have a piece of paper with your name on it. If you are a terrorist organization, means your organization commits terror, then you're a terrorist organization, whether you got a piece of paper that says you are or not. Whether you have the State Department that declares you are or not. You don't need that. Your actions speak for who you are. And the Muslim Brotherhood's actions speak for who they are, terrorists. That's why Egypt got rid of them. Egypt. Egypt is a Muslim country. Yeah, they have Christians there. They do have some Jews. They're not real friendly with Jews, but they're not out chopping their heads off. Push comes to shove, they'll go with the Muslim before they go with the Jew. But Egypt is doing what they can right now. I mean, at least the evidence points to it, that they're doing everything they can to keep the peace. They don't want to have a war. They don't want, Egypt doesn't want, and the only reason why Egypt doesn't want these, the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS and any of these other jihad groups to come in, is because they're afraid that these jihad groups are going to take over. And they don't want them to take over. That's what this is really all about. But if Egypt is going to kick out the Muslim Brotherhood, I think we should support them. I mean, I'm just saying. And we should also follow suit and kick out the Muslim Brotherhood from our government. She believes the Muslim Brotherhood has thoroughly infiltrated the Obama administration and other branches of the federal government. Well, we already talked about this. We know that. One of the most outrageous of those appointments is, I can't pronounce this guy's last name. His first name is Mohammed Eli Byari, whatever his stupid name is. Mohammed. I don't care what his name is. He's Muslim Brotherhood. He's a terrorist as far as I'm concerned. His name is irrelevant. He's a senior member. We all know about this, and I think I talked about this guy before a few times. Matter of fact, I know I have. A senior member of the Department of Homeland Security. This guy, a Muslim Brotherhood, is in our Homeland Security? Homeland Security. Let's think about it. Homeland Security. How can we secure our homeland when we're letting the enemy into the Department of Homeland Security? How do we expect to secure our homeland? People running the Department of Homeland Security are the enemy. Somebody explain that to me. I don't get that. How can that possibly be? How can we possibly secure our homeland? We can't. This is all, again, deliberate. I am convinced, fully, 100%, this is deliberate. Every bit of this president is deliberate. Everything this man does is deliberate. Deliberate, deliberate, deliberate. That's his plan. That's his strategy. He's got a strategy, all right. Oh, he's got a strategy. He's got a lot of them. Don't think for one second he don't. According to a report by the Center for Security Policy, Mohammed supports brokering a U.S. partnership with the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist group. Of course! What do you mean, broker a partnership? What does that mean? Broker a partnership with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, what would we do as partners? What would the United States, think about this, what the hell would the United States do partnering up with the Muslim Brotherhood? What would we do together? Huh? Would we, I don't know, chop infidels' heads off? What would we do? Do everything we can to turn the United States into Sharia compliant? What would we do, and why would we need to have a partnership with a terrorist organization? And why is this man even in the country? Me personally, anybody who is connected to a terrorist organization should be removed from the country. And if we can't remove them, well, then we put them in a jail. Preferably, I would say Gitmo. It's big enough there. And I don't care how overcrowded it is. Look at our own prisons. Our own prisons are overcrowded because we've got everybody in there. You smoke a joint, you got to spend 25 years in jail. I mean, they got people in jail for pot for 25 years. Imagine that. For pot? Marijuana? First of all, you can't OD on marijuana, number one. Your lung would give out far before you can get enough THC into your system to kill you. And when you're stoned, you're not out chopping people's heads off. But alcohol is legal. You can't drive when you're drunk. You can't do anything when you're drunk. People get drunk, they get in fights, they kill people. But marijuana, you got to spend the, I mean, you can drink and drive and you can get off. Well, I didn't mean it. I thought I only had a couple of beers and it was an accident. I didn't mean to run over that family of six. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, we understand. We'll put you on probation for a couple of months. But you got a little weed? You got to spend years in prison? I mean, what? Look, we got a lot of people in prison. It's backwards. There's a lot of people in society that need to be in jail, and there's a lot of people in jail that need to be in society. We're upside down in this country. I don't understand how we got to where we are, but I want to go back. I want to go back to where we were. That's not going back in time. That's just simply going back to having freedom. And freedom is okay. It's okay to be free. It's okay to be free. 2 months ago, a firestorm erupted after Mohammed tweeted that a caliphate, God, I can't speak tonight. A caliphate is inevitable and compared it to the European Union. What? The European Union? Well, I guess he might almost have a point there. I knew that European Union when they did that, and I have all the money, and that was just, that's all, again, that's all part of Agenda 21. That's all part of the New World Order. And Europe is big with that stuff. They're big with that crap. I knew that, God, well, that was almost 20 years ago when they did that. When was that when they did that? 97, 96, 98, something like that. Whenever it was. But I seen that coming. And the EU is, they're going bankrupt. And they deserve it. As far as I'm concerned, Europe deserves to go bankrupt. I don't feel sorry for them. I'd like to. I like Europe. I like Europe. Who doesn't like Europe? But look, I mean, when you're gonna run your countries into the ground because of your stupidity, because you can't take an extra second to think before you act. I mean, I'm sorry, but you deserve it. I mean, you're gonna walk off a cliff, knowing full well that it is a cliff, and it's a very steep cliff. And when you fall off of it, you can't complain that you got hurt. I mean, God Almighty. Well, Ms. Lopez also believes that Obama has essentially the same goals in the Mideast as the late Osama bin Laden. Well, of course he does. All Muslims have the goal in mind, to remove American power and influence, including military forces, from Islamic lands. That's the only thing Obama is concerned with. He wants to get the military out of Islamic lands. He could care less if the war is over or not. He could care less about that. And what military do we even have anymore? We don't have a military. What military? What military do we have anymore? I mean, what they're doing to my beloved Navy, my God. I mean, it's pathetic. What they're doing to the Marine Corps? I mean, what Marine Corps? How many Marines do we have now? What, two? Three? We should be doing anything right now. We should be expanding our military. We should be building ships. We should be looking for the best fighters we can. Our Marine Corps should be getting bigger. Our Army should be getting bigger. Our Navy should be getting bigger. Our Air Force should be getting bigger. Even our short pants sailors, the Coast Guard, they need to be getting bigger. Don't we have a coast to protect? Isn't that what the Coast Guard is for? To, you know, guard the coast? Hence the term Coast Guard. Our military should be, well, it's, what's going on in the world right now, our military should be twice the size it is right now, twice. I know that seems a little bit, you know, a little bit extreme, but it's not. Look what is up. Look what we are up against. Look what the world is up against. I mean, what the hell are we doing? We're getting rid of our military, cutting them back. We expect our Homeland Security and our Border Patrol to do what? Nothing. It is so easy for these Islamic jihadi groups to take over us. They can do it right now. They can take over this country right now. And it wouldn't take them very long. And they wouldn't have to work very hard. But see, Obama's going to be doing everything he can to make sure that they don't have to work at all. Well, they can just come over and take it over and be done with it. Well, us, the American people, are you listening, Mr. Boehner? You got to wake up, son. You got to wake up. We need you. We need you, okay? The American people need you to wake up and do your job. Be responsible. Will you please? We have asked you and asked you and asked you too many times. We have asked you too many times to do your job, and you refuse. And Ohio, why you voted him back in, I don't know. I don't know. What, have you been paying attention, Ohio? You been paying attention at all? Does anybody pay attention in the world anymore? Obviously they don't, because these problems aren't getting better. They're getting worse. They're getting bigger. We do have some people that are paying attention, but we need more. But we don't have it. I guess it means we might have to roll up our sleeves. Got to turn off the television. We might have to get our hands dirty. Oh, I know. I know. That's such hard work. Mwah. While there has been a sudden chorus of politicians and military experts calling for the immediate elimination of the terrorist army after it beheaded James Foley last week, which, again, was it a real beheading or not? I don't know. Somebody got beheaded. I don't care who he is. If it was James Lopez or Joe Smucatelli, it really doesn't matter. The fact is they beheaded somebody, and they're going to keep beheading people, and they're going to behead you if you don't stand up and fight these bastards. She believes the U.S. should have an overall strategy in place before fully reengaging in the Middle East militant. Well, of course we need a strategy, but we can't get the president off the golf course long enough to get together with his generals and his admirals and come up with a strategy. But now he's got to fly off into Europe for another NATO summit. A NATO summit. I mean, why does the president of the United States, right now, with everything going on in the world, first of all, why does NATO even have a meeting going on? Is NATO paying attention? Does NATO understand what's happening in the world right now? Obviously, they don't. You need to have an important summit. What are you going to talk about? Huh? What do you need to go over there for, Mr. Obama? Do you not realize your country is burning to the friggin' ground? What are you going to do with the NATO summit? What? Well, I'm sure he'll probably get in a couple of rounds of golf. I'm sure he's, you know, they're going to eat well. He loves to eat. Any military action would be further complicated, she told WND, that's World Net Daily, if it were not clear which side the U.S. is on. Well, I think it's clearly obvious of which side the United States people are on, not the government. This president's on the wrong side. The American people are on the right side. Lopez felt it was impossible to understand why the president and some of his top appointees, such as CIA Director John Brennan, who is now believed to be a Muslim convert. And you ever seen this John Brennan? I mean, this guy is a joke. An absolute joke. Why these? How do these people get into our government? How did they get here? And why do we allow them to stay? Evidently, he's a Muslim convert now. Well, I guess his job is secure. Well, they're not going to cut his head off. They can care less whether you're a convert or not. You're white, which means you're an infidel, which means you need to get your head cut off. Consistently seem to apologize for Islam. Of course they do. I mean, this president apologizes for everything, but he never apologizes for him. Apologizes for the United States for being free. Apologizes for Islam, even in the face of such atrocities as the Foley beheading, adding they take pains to assure that the world don't think that the world... Wow, wait a minute. Let's try this. Back up. God, I hate it when my eyeballs get all crisscrossed and I can't friggin' read. This is her saying this. This is Mrs. Lopez, Claire Lopez. Adding that they take pains to assure the world that they don't think that ISIS has anything to do with Islam. I mean, how can you possibly be, that's beyond ignorant. It's beyond stupid. It's a friggin' lie. How can these people actually this and come out and say this crap and expect the American people to believe it? That ISIS is not part of Islam? They are Islam. Just the way it is. I didn't invent Islam. I just know how it works. They're Islam. How can they possibly believe that they genuinely, when everything else, the jihadis, do tracks directly to the liberal texts of Quran, the Hadithas, and Sharia, quote unquote. She goes on to say, in any case and for whatever motivations, there is no doubt that this administration switched sides in what used to be called the global war on terror. Well, there is no global war on terror. There's a global war on freedom. That's what this war is about now. The global war on freedom. And what are we doing about it? Well, former President Jimmy Just Wear a Sweater Carter. Remember that? I was a kid when he did that. And there's a episode of Archie Bunker. All in the Family. And he was bitching about it because the electric bills were getting up and it was getting cold. And he was bitching about Jimmy Carter, about just wearing a sweater. Well, look, yeah, I'm fine. You can put on another sweater. But, I mean, this is how these liberals think. Well, they don't think. That's their problem. They don't think things all the way through. They open their fat mouths. They speak. And then they stand by it. Regardless how much it doesn't make any sense, regardless of the damage it causes, they don't care. But because the liberal said it, well, we can't come out and say that we were wrong. That's the problem with people. People are afraid to admit that they made a mistake. It's not a big deal to make a mistake. So what? How many times have I made a mistake here tonight? I admitted it. I can't get away with it. Because you heard me make a mistake. So even if I told you that I didn't make the mistake, you still knew that I did. Because you were paying attention. But we can't get a liberal to say, you know what, we thought that way, but it's wrong. So now we think clear now. We think responsibly. But they can't do that. That's a sign of weakness. No, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. To admit that you made a mistake is a sign of strength. To not admit that you made a mistake, that is not a sign of weakness. That is weakness. Period. I will not argue that one bit. That's the way it is. It's settled, damn it. Well, this idiot, Jimmy Carter, spoke this past weekend at an Islamic conference. Like, oh, why does he need to go to an Islamic conference? And what the hell is an Islamic conference? And hailed the principles of Allah. And what are the principles of Allah? Well, their idea of the principles of Allah is just to surrender to them. Just, you know, that'll bring the peace. Just surrender to them. Just convert and just let the jihadis do what they want to do and we'll have the peace. John Kerry's telling Israel, don't fire back. Don't do that. Just let them fire their little rockets and then when they get all done, everything will be peaceful. But don't antagonize them. Don't defend yourself. This is what they want. This is exactly what they want. They don't want you to stand up and defend yourself. How in the hell do they expect you? How in the hell do they expect to take you over if you're going to defend yourself? You see what I mean? How in the hell is a bully going to beat you up if you don't stand up and punch a son of a bitch in the nose? You see what I'm saying? This is how it works. But they don't understand that. They don't want you to stand up and defend yourself. Just surrender. Well, I'm never going to surrender. Absolutely will not. During his speech at the annual convention for the Islamic Society of North America on Saturday, he called for justice for the Palestinians, saying you can't bring peace to the Middle East without justice and human rights for Palestinians. Well, how about human rights and justice for, let's say, the world? When my prayers are answered, this is Jimmy Carter. When his prayers are answered, yeah, well, when my prayers are answered, I'm not going to go into it, but I think you understand what I'm saying. When my prayers are answered, he said, and we have peace in that holy land, then the Israelis and all their neighbors will be blessed to live in peace and prosperity. Well, how can you have peace in the holy land when these people are attacking Israel on a daily basis? They're the instigators of war, Mr. Carter. Have you not been paying attention? I mean, this guy is such an idiot. I mean, he is. I mean, just, yeah, go back to your friggin' peanut farm, go build a house, and shut up. I mean, my God, I thought we got rid of this guy. Why do we even have to mention his name anymore? When my prayers are answered, shut up. We are all, this is what he says. This is Jimmy Carter. Jimmy, just wear a sweater, Carter. We are all Americans in a system that allows basic human rights, peace, justice, and the ability to treat each other as equals. Really? I hope all of you will use the principles of Allah to bring peace and justice to all. Quote, unquote. That is from the former president of the United States, Jimmy Just Wear a Sweater Carter. Can you believe that? I hope all of you will use the principles of Allah to bring peace and justice to all. Now, my confusion is I'm wondering just exactly what principles are you talking about there, Mr. Just Wear a Sweater Carter? What principles are you talking about there, sweetie? The beating of your wife or showing her ankles in public? Is that what you mean by the Islamic principles? The principles of Allah? Or perhaps it's all the beheadings of infidels. Is that what you mean? The principles of Allah? Or perhaps maybe it's the sexual violations of goats and sheep. Islamists, they love to have sex with goats and sheep. Why? I don't know. I wouldn't. But they do. They like it. Is that what you mean, Mr. Carter? Huh? Is that what you mean by the principles of Allah? What are you talking about, the principles of Allah? Well, the Quran says to behead the infidel. That's the principle. It just doesn't stop. Why? I mean, don't these people get embarrassed? Do they not listen to themselves? Isn't anybody in the Democratic Party paying attention? Can somebody come up to Jimmy Carter and say, look, Mr. Carter, you know, when you were president, you screwed the country up to the point where, we needed Ronald Reagan to come in and save the day because you were so incompetent. It's time for you to, retire and stay retired and don't speak in public anymore because you're just an idiot and you're embarrassing the entire country with your stupidity. And we can't have that anymore. So could you please shut up and take that Nazi Pelosi with you? That's another idiot. What an idiot. I mean, what just an absolute bona fide, true blue, five-star, all un-American idiot. What the hell is the matter with these people? Why are we even talking about this? This is something we should never be thinking about. Never in my wildest imagination did I ever, ever, ever think that we would be talking about stuff like this. Even after 9/11, I never thought, there's no way. There's no way the United States is going to turn jihad. But here we are. Here we are. Look at us. We're getting more and more Muslim by the day. I mean, did you realistically think, after 9/11, you would think, after what happened at 9/11 with all those people that were killed, did you ever think that we would be sympathetic to these people? This is the enemy. Were we sympathetic to Japan? No. We bombed the living hell out of them. And rightly so. Well, I hate to say it, but, a few of those big bombs, I wouldn't have a problem if we dropped a few biggies down in that area and blew up the whole land. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I personally wouldn't have a problem with it at all. What we need to do, if we really, another way, I know there's a whole bunch of ways that we can end this radical jihad, but there is one other way that we can do without killing them. Part of it, we're going to have to kill some of them. We're going to have to kill a lot of them. Actually, to end it, we're going to have to kill them all. But in the meantime, we can do a few things before we have to kill them. And maybe we can mitigate the number of people that we actually have to kill. Because I do believe in my heart of hearts, we can solve a lot of these problems without killing each other. Me personally, I do believe that we can. But here's one way that we can help mitigate these problems. One, we need to be energy independent. First, before we can be energy independent, the EPA, they're out. They're done. They get a skeleton crew. You make recommendations. You don't make arrests. You don't get a badge. You don't get a gun. You get a clipboard and a test tube. That's what you get, the EPA. You make recommendations. You do not get a Delta Force commando squadron to go swoop in out of the trees in Chicken, Alaska, population 24, to test the water. All right. We got to finish up this story here. I've got to get this one out. This goes to show you just how ludicrous, just how insane the left is. I mean, we've already known that they've been loony, and the left has been loony forever, and they're going to remain loony. But what I'd like to know is, when is some of this stuff going to actually stop? I vote for right now. I mean, that's my vote. My vote is for now, immediately. years ago. But that's not possible. But we can stop it now. Now listen to this. Listen to this. The Minnesota Senate, this is Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota. I don't know what the hell's going on in Minnesota. Maybe it's so freaking cold, these people's brains are frozen. But it's not cold all year round, so I don't know what the hell their excuse is. So listen to this. The Minnesota Senate approved John Hoffman, which I'm going to have to do some research on this dude. This John Hoffman. This is his bill. To change the name of Asian carp. Asian carp. Take a guess of why he wants to change the name of Asian carp. Now, it was named Asian carp, well, because it originates from, well, Europe. I mean, hello, it comes from Asia. I mean, it's God almighty. They want to rename it to invasive carp. Invasive carp. They are a very invasive fish. A lot of carp is very invasive, especially in lakes that are not, they're not native to these lands. So they will take over, lakes, and they'll wipe out all the other fish. Just the way they are. It's that kind of a fish. But they want to change the name of Asian carp to invasive carp. Well, these fish were actually introduced into the United States in the 70s. More than likely by accident, but it doesn't really matter. It was introduced into the United States. Well, the fish have spread to dozens of states. A lot of Great Lakes are having problems with these carp. And they've been having problems with the fishing in the Great Lakes for a long time because of these carp. Now, how can you get rid of them all? Well, it's a hell of a task. I can tell you that. Well, since they were introduced into the United States, the fish have spread to dozens of states, causing destruction in the delicate ecosystems of the waterways. Why isn't the EPA all over this? You know how they are with the waterways. I mean, you can't build a pond for your cattle to drink out of. That is the Clean Water Act. The Jimmy Carter Clean Water Act. That was Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter. The EPA is Jimmy Carter. He's a brainchild, this guy. He's a joke. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have been fighting off the most invasive species, the black carp. Uh-oh. I wonder if that's racist. The black carp from China, the silver carp from Vietnam, and the grass carp, who's also from China. Well, they're spreading into the Great Lakes, and they're doing all kinds of damage. Well, why this guy was arguing his case on the Senate floor. Now, to me, when you get on the House, you get on the Senate floor, you get into any of these governmental chambers, to me, it's just the way I am. You have to take this stuff seriously, and you can't be stupid. You can't come up with stupid things. Well, they do. Why they're allowed to get away with it, again, I don't know. I mean, if you can answer that question, I mean, you're going to be the richest person on planet Earth. While arguing his case on the Senate floor, Hoffman said that referring to the fish as Asian, now get this, drum roll please, brrr, bing, was hurtful to some people. Well, I wonder who it hurts. Does it hurt the Asians or does it hurt the fish? What do you mean? It's hurtful to some people. The Asian carp. Given the fact that it has been known as the Asian carp for centuries. A century is 100 years. So it's at least 200 years. Centuries. Centuries is plural. It's been known the Asian carp forever. Even the Chinese use that term. Well, they can do that. You know, a black guy can call another black guy the so-called N-word, but a white guy can't. But a black guy can call a white man a peckerwood and a honky and all these other friggin' names. And that's okay, because black people aren't, they can't be racist. Only white people can be racist. Well, I wonder if Asians can be racist. Well, according to this, evidently not. Because it was a white man who named it Asian carp. These idiots. Well, now it's the term Asian carp is now offensive. You can't use it. So if school kids, I guess if they use the word Asian carp, I guess they're going to have to be kicked out of school and have the police come and put them in handcuffs like they do if they make a gun out of their fingers. I mean, is that what we're coming? I mean, is that what we're going to? Is that where we are, America? Well, how about the whitefish? How come they can call it a whitefish? How about the black bear? Huh? How about the brown bear? What about it? What about it there, Mr. Senator? Mr. Hoffman? Whatever your stupid name is, you're an idiot. I mean, why would they say, why would they be even allowed to even come up with something this goddamn ridiculous in a governmental chamber such as the Senate floor? How can they get away with this crap, and why do they get away with this crap? Well, I don't friggin' know. Well, looks like I got my brother on the line. Maybe he knows. Hey, Meat, do you have an answer to this? Because I don't.
Hey, you woke me up. What's happening, my buddy?
Well, you can't use the term Asian carp anymore. It's offensive. It's racist.
So I like your analysis with the whitefish, because that's just funny.
Well, look at it. I mean, what, the whitefish and the black bear and the brown bear. I'm sure you can go on for, you know, you got the American eagle. I guess you can't say that. I mean, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Don't ever say that.
I mean, where does this stuff stop? Where does this stuff stop?
I don't get it.
Somebody's got to drive me off this picture because I don't like this movie. And the popcorn sucks.
Well, order a whitefish.
Like, what was that from Johnny Dangerously? They went
Johnny
to the
Dangerously.
And they
Johnny
were got a whitefish. They got a whitefish. They have a lot of whitefish in New York. I've never eaten it. I don't know what it tastes like. I'm sure it tastes like fish. I don't know, but
it's a stupid whitefish. Who cares? Fish is fish.
Carp
is carp. Okay, listen. They also call them koi here in America. Koi.
I've never called them koi. We used to catch them in Vancouver Lake, those carp. Those things.
I know. There's a difference. There's a different species. They're called koi. And that's what you decorate your ponds with. Now, they are a carp. A goldfish is a carp.
I know, goldfish is a carp. That's, yeah. But what did you say you decorate your what with?
Your pond. When you have a pond in your yard.
Yeah. Goldfish. You just put a tiny little goldfish in there. That's fine.
They eat crap.
They eat everything.
All they do is eat crap. And they get to be big, and they're pretty fish, I guess. Okay, here we go. A goldfish is a koi, is a carp, is a... It probably came from Asia. So
they all did. All carp come from...
I'm sure they all did. Absolutely. So we can't call a tropical fish a tropical fish because it came from the Bahamas?
I guess so. That's racist. You're a hater.
Well, the whole Bahamanese, they're gonna go nuts, right?
I don't know how anybody could take this person seriously, and why somebody in his party didn't tell him, you know, don't ever embarrass me like that again by coming up there and saying this crap.
Good way to put it. Here's the thing: why did it ever come up? Do you not have better things to do?
Evidently, look, the border is secure. We got nobody crossing the border anymore. We've got no problems anymore.
Everything's handled.
Everything's handled. We got none of our journalists and none of our people getting their heads cut off anymore.
No, the economy's safe. Everybody's back. Happy.
Everybody's happy,
so let's rename a stupid fish.
I mean, I just, again, somebody's got to drive me off this picture quickly, rapidly.
Well, I wish you were in a Mel Brooks picture because you'd have fun.
Well,
this is stupid, stupid, stupid. Why? Come up with, go to your office and think of something good to help the country. I don't give a rat's butt about a fish.
I don't either, but I have to talk about this stuff because it's so absurd.
That's what I'm saying. Why is he concerned about a fish when he's got bigger fish to fry? Let's put it
that way. Exactly. He's got bigger fish to fry. Exactly. I'm surprised I didn't think of that. Good for you. Chalk one up for the old Kurt man. How about that?
Bless my heart. Bless my heart. Listen.
I didn't realize it. We've only got a minute and 45 seconds left. So you're going to have to call. Listen to me. You're going to have to call
in
tomorrow.
Listen to me.
You got to call in tomorrow, half hour before the show ends. You got to call in tomorrow.
Yeah, I get that. So listen to me quick. A little bit of news. It's small news, but news. Sam, he's going to should sign tomorrow morning with Dallas. Your girlfriend, Sam.
Well, I mean, look, what is he going to do in Dallas? I mean,
they lost all their defense, so they need somebody, and they're going to put him on the practice squad, but regardless, supposedly he's flying there. He's probably there now. He should sign on the practice squad, so your girlfriend has a job. So she can still support you.
Well, Dallas has lost their defense. They've lost their offense. They've lost their peanut vendors. They've lost their friggin' money.
I know. Well, here's the other thing. This is a big one. You going to listen to me?
30 seconds, and they're going to cut me off.
Okay, Welker is suspended for 4 games.
For what?
Substance abuse on the, steroids or something.
No, they're all on that. Who gives a damn?
I know, but he got caught. So he's out for 4 games.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not going to matter. They're not going to do anything. And I got to go.
Yes, they are.
I got 10 seconds, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow. So give
me
a call.
Yeah, we will, but I just have to bring that up today because it was big news today. So bite me.
All right. See me later. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and they just cut me off. So we're done. All right, that's all right. We're done.